You have come through the dark night of the soul. What's next? Happy Saturday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the sixth pillar of coherence, which is purpose that manifests as creativity. This is an offered intention, but of course, if there is something else that you would like to focus on in today's session or use something else in conjunction with this intention, you are more than welcome to do so. To get started, I am going to light some Palo Santo just to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if it is safe and you are able to do so. And slowly start to deepen your breath. And as you breathe deeper, go deeper into a relaxed state, tuning into your body, allowing any shifts that you need to make, any stretching to loosen up any muscles, and whatever comes up, just allow it to arise. Notice it. Let it be. And when it's ready, it will go. Here in a moment, I am going to ask you to take a deep breath with me. And when I do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And keep inhaling, really expand and take up space. And exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everyone that is communing with us across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. You can slowly allow your breathing to return to a natural rhythm. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. I am going to begin shuffling our cards for today, and as I do so, I would like you to call back to mind our intention of purpose that manifests as creativity and any other intention or thought that you may have set at the beginning of our ritual today. Purpose, man. It's a doozy. It really is the million-dollar question, but I think it becomes easier when we don't think of purpose as a question to be answered, but as a thing to be experienced. Maybe. Keep what works and leave the rest. Y'all. This week is crazy. We have the moon in reverse, and we just had the moon in reverse yesterday. And we got temperance. No, we had the moon right side up yesterday. We have it in reverse today. And yesterday, yeah, we had the moon right side up, and now it's in reverse. And Thursday, we had temperance in reverse, and we had temperance in reverse on Tuesday, too. That is crazy. I'm going to do the same thing that I did on Thursday and pull one more card just for clarity on the message that Source wants us to get about this connection to yesterday's message as well, because our intention is a little bit different today with purpose and how that relates to space and justice. Of course, they relate, but it's slightly different. So I'm going to pull just one more card. And of course, we get two. Okay, that helps. That really helps. Okay, Thank you, Source. So I'll show you the moon again, this time in reverse. And of course, again, up high in the sky, we have the moon, two coyote canine animals howling up with two pillars on either side of the moon, and this stream coming down in a little lobster in the lake below. The two cards that flipped out when I asked for more guidance from Source were the Queen of Cups, this beautiful queen sitting on her throne, some water flowing below her, and a hugely ornate cup that she holds in her hands, and the Five of Pentacles in reverse, where we see a snowy landscape and two people dressed in rags that look injured and bedraggled, and five pentacles kind of hung inside of stained glass that definitely evokes some church imagery. Wow, this is really so beautiful. So the message throughout this week that has really been coming through so strongly has been this message of self-love and self-compassion. And I want to start with the moon in reverse. This really is a beautiful sequence of readings that we've gotten this week. Of course, yesterday we had the moon upright and today we have it in reverse. And while upright was really calling us to reflect on the moon, on the shadow self, on the aspects of self that maybe we don't always bring into the light, on the pieces of us that maybe we're a bit more ashamed of, to see it in reverse is a release of fear. It is looking at the things about yourself that scare you and saying, I love you anyways, and wrapping it up in a big hug. It is the point where the sun shines on the moon and the sun's rays light up the moon, right? It's this intersection between light and dark, this beautiful marriage between yin and yang, the masculine, the feminine, the soft and the strong. And that's what we're being called to see as we integrate and process the self-love. And nothing is a better signifier of that self-love than the Queen of Cups. Cups is the suit of love, passion, relationships, of course, but emotions, felt things. And the Queen of Cups is the master of empathy. She is the master of compassion. We are calling in mastery of self-compassion. I mean, the way that she is gazing at the cup so lovingly, holding it so caringly, this is how we are being called to hold our moon in this beautiful marriage. And when we do, Five of Pentacles in reverse, when it's upright, it is a signifier of hard times. And in reverse is our luck has turned. It does feel like luck has turned, but also this feels like something that has been fought for. And it feels like maybe this week you've kind of gone through it. And this is the light at the end of the tunnel that is saying, you are coming out on the other side. I mean, yesterday we had the Four of Wands, we had victory. We saw ourselves through the gate with that shadow self, with potentially that inner child. And this is just further clarification and assurance that yes. To move into our mantra for today, inspired by the moon in reverse, the Queen of Cups and the Five of Pentacles in reverse, as well as bringing in this idea of purpose manifested as creativity and any intention that you may have brought into the session today. Our mantra is going to be, I love myself on purpose. And I hope that one's self-explanatory. I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we will repeat the mantra of I love myself on purpose. Okay. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, I love myself on purpose. For our practice today, I want you to look up at the moon. Yesterday was a full moon, and it's not lost on me, but it's just now kind of settling in that we got the moon card on the full moon, and it's about self-love, and Wow. The timing of this is just so divine. But yeah, just take a moment. It doesn't have to be at night. You can see the moon, you know, starting around dusk. Just head outside and take a look at her and all of her glory. If you're doing this in the morning, maybe it hasn't quite set yet and you can still see the last glimpses of the full moon in your time zone. And just meditate on her and see what arises. Thank you all so very much for being here with me today, for being here with me this week. Please share this ritual with someone that you think would enjoy it or could perhaps use this reminder today. And I am so very much looking forward to seeing you all right back here on Monday. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please follow, subscribe, like, leave us a 5-star rating or a review. All of these are the very best way to support the Cohere Collective, to support our daily ritual, to support me in getting to continue to make this content for y'all that I love doing. If you are curious about the Cohere Collective, about our other content, our other offerings, our services, please head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com. It'll be linked down below to just check everything out. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.